Let us offer up ourselves in consecration to the Lord, as we do every morning. Lord, we offer up to you this day, this really interesting day for those of us in the United States, and we ask that you use us always as you wish. We ask that we offer up to you everything we have, that we may be focused on you first before all other things, and that we orient our lives in such a way that all our values, all our desires, all that we have is oriented to doing in our lives those things that glorify your name and lead others to salvation. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is January 5th, and what makes today important is, of course, this is the day of, I guess you could say, the final day of voting for Senate in Georgia. So obviously that's going to have a tremendous effect on the news cycle today, especially after the polls close. And considering what we have been through over the past several months, it may be an interesting day, but we are here at the beginning of the day, and we're looking at what this day has to offer without any understanding where we'll be at the end of the day. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which is here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. And we're also available at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. By the way, I've started something new. You can go to Catholic Audio Media. Well, we're almost at that point. Actually, I haven't launched it yet. But you will soon be able to go to CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com, or you'll be able to link it also through our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, which will be also will be having some content available on Substack. So that's an option as well. So that's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com and so much more. So CatholicAudioMedia.com. In any case, so this is going to be an interesting day because this is the day, of course, we should have a general idea of how the election turned out in Georgia. And of course, that whole thing has been this huge fight since Election Day because it ultimately, that election, the results of that election will say who controls the Senate and therefore which party will be the dominant party for the next 4 years. Now, tomorrow, of course, is another day where the Electoral College is going to finally certify the vote. And of course, there are people saying that they are going to contest it. So that these few days are going to be rather interesting in our country. And I know some people are leaning one way and some people are leaning the other. And I make it clear in everything I do, my role is not to get involved in a political discussion in these positions. Out of my realm, if fine, that's a whole different position. But I don't want to be in a position where I'm telling everyone, well, this is where we want to be oriented towards, this is where we want to go towards, because my whole focus is always we want to do what's best in our service to Christ. And that is the point of the program. We want to do what is best in the service to Christ. As I always say, this program is to help us to live our baptismal promises. So my focus is not on let's gather together and pray for the results of a particular election, because that's something, first of all, the election doesn't affect us because we are directly, because we're not in Georgia, unless you're listening from Georgia. But the other side of the fence is that our focus is, regardless of how everything turns out, regardless of everything, our focus will always be we need to serve Christ. Always. That is always my focus. That always will be my focus. So if I am praying for a particular outcome, that's one thing. But ultimately, nothing matters unless I am first focused on let us lead people closer to Christ. So I may disagree with others, that you may hear from different quarters on the way things should go. Doesn't matter. I'm here for one reason, that we can, whatever happens, we can be focused on doing the will of God. To all kinds of people, those who are hostile to our faith, those who are embrace our faith, and everyone in between. So that's our goal. So our goal is always to be agents of the kingdom of God. That's the purpose of the program and everything else. And I was thinking about this the other day, because a lot of people do listen to all kinds of Christian radio, including Catholic radio and everything else, and they listen to it because they're interested in the comfort that they get from Catholic radio and other forms of Christian radio. Yes, that is an important element of our faith. But that's not the focus of the program I'm doing, because the focus of the program I'm doing is how we can be better witnesses to the faith. So you kind of put all those things together. This is like one aspect and others have another aspect. And yeah, I can address those issues, but ultimately my focus is, we do the consecration at the beginning of every program. My focus is, how can we better serve Christ, and how can we live for the glorification of Christ and the salvation of souls? We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and we'll be right back right after this. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. And remember, we have that website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can click on the website. Go to that scene. You can click on where it says contact and give us feedback of the program. You can tell us how the program has helped you. You can also send us prayer requests. If you go to that tab on the website, you can even donate to the show. We're working on different ways of how people can donate to the show. And you can also listen to archives, and you can read our blog. So all kinds of things going on at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So our focus, regardless of how everything turns out in Georgia, and regardless of how everything turns out between now and the 20th of January, has always got to be, how do we glorify God? That has always got to be our focus. And we can't glorify God if we're not people who are bringing everything we need in our prayer to the Lord. There's a great line that I learned in a very difficult period, and it was from the first letter of Peter. It's chapter 5, cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. And the reason why that's an important phrase, especially in light of what I was saying before the break, is that when we understand that, and we in fact do that, we are better able to serve Christ. But if we are being distorted in our service by all our worries and concerns, then we cannot serve Christ as well. We're not strong servants of Christ because we're focused on everything else. Remember that Jesus described one of the tools ways that we can be taken off the path to eternal life is getting lost in anxieties and worries. That comes from that parable of the sower. Remember, that's what he says. You know, all these thorns come up and they choke the seed in that parable. And he says what that represents is all the anxieties of the world and also the pleasures of the world, all coming together that really distract someone away from being focused on the Lord. So at the same time, we go through difficult times, and we do say to the Lord, Lord, we need your comfort, we need your help, and we go to phrases like that. Because one of the things that the Lord will also do, I can tell you this from experience, is that he makes life difficult for you so that you will learn how to deal with your issues as a servant of Christ in difficult times, and so that you will look to him for strength and comfort. One of the things I always say is there is that line that people use, and they actually quote it correctly, but they don't quote it, the spirit of it correctly, and that is, the Lord never gives you more than you can handle. And I remember telling someone, they were all excited when I said, well, you know that's not true. And they're like, well, why is it in the Bible? I said, no, what it means is not that the Lord always gives you something that you can handle. It's he always gives you something that you can handle with his help. It's not that you can handle it no matter what, because people get overwhelmed by an illness, by a situation, by everything, and they're just so distraught and they're so upset, and they say, I thought that the Lord only gives me enough that I can handle. No, the Lord only gives you what you can handle when you rely on his assistance. Oh, that's a little bit different, because that's actually what the phrase means. So we know that it is important for us to experience the comfort of the Lord, but we also know that he's always going to push us into difficult territory, and even we are going to be in situations that we didn't expect that our saying yes to the Lord would put us in, because the Lord is calling us to be his witnesses and then strengthening us in as his witnesses so that we can serve him in the future when things are such a situation that he needs people like you on the front lines who know how now to act in the Lord during difficult times. So you see how that works. So you trust in the Lord, but you see that. And that's the point of the show, is learning this process, and then through our reliance on the Lord, having the strength to act as agents of the kingdom of God to which he calls us. And that's the whole point. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. And remember, you can also check us out at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. We now have improved our website for smartphone and tablet use. Now you can go right to our podcast. You can also check out the other pages on the website at CatholicAudioMedia.com. This will lead you to St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It'll lead you to our blog, our contact and prayer request forms, and also you can share your comments and even prayer requests with us. And if you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through a donation on our donation page. We're at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com.